This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And a very good Wednesday morning, the day that you get to fully ensconce in Stump Rothenberg at 7:45 this morning. Yankees with down 2-0, maybe a little worried about Gerrit Cole, and that changed quickly. Mets looked right away like they were going to put up runs, and they did not. Lakers-Timberwolves game was a disaster last night. Somebody had to win. Lakers did win. Islanders get a second chance at life. I'm back after taking a day to deal with some medical issues in the family, and I say good morning. I listened to a little bit of the show yesterday, by the way, to my dear, maybe dearest friend, the great Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, David, and what a day it is, my friend. What a day it is. You mentioned it. I was down and out yesterday. I didn't have you, so I was missing you. I was nervous for Sherry, because this is a big-time surgery she was having.
Big surgery. And, yeah, and by the way, a lot of people checked in. A lot of people texted, tweeted, the whole thing. And it went, well, two things. A, it went as well as could be expected. Like, it went perfectly. A couple things. I don't know why. You might even have a reason, or maybe you're going to take the same side as me. I don't know why you're showing up for a surgery 2.5 hours early when you, literally for the first hour plus you sit there and do absolutely nothing. That makes
because
no
they
sense
want to make
me.
Sure you're there. Because they want to make sure that the schedule doesn't get thrown off.
So they're taking an hour plus of your time at that ungodly hour solely to make sure you're physically there.
You're physically there. You're ready. You're prepped. They have a strict schedule, David.
Okay.
Strict schedule.
So called in, repaired the ACL, goes really well, some lateral meniscus damage as well that he said he wouldn't have gone in and fixed had he not been in there. But he said since he was already in there, he might as well take care of that, took care of that. But it's rough, man. I feel so bad for her. It's a real rough surgery and a lot of pain. Barely move. To get her upstairs was a whole lot of work. But you know, everybody, Winthrop, Hurley, you three guys on the show, of course, everyone checked in to make sure she was doing well. Rick was like, he's the winner, by the way. I got. Like, to the point where it's, like, more than mothers, more than mother-in-laws. Like Rick, how's she doing? What's going on? Where are we at? How's the pain? How's the surgery? I was like, Rick, I'm dealing with a lot of things here. But, yeah, everything went well, and I appreciate you and everyone else asking.
Yeah, I was your emotional support friend yesterday.
Oh, my God, was I busy.
I've been through it, man. I mean, it's tough for everybody. It's tough for the person getting the surgery. It's going to be tough for you. It's going to be tough for the kids, especially with Sherry, because she's so independent. She wants to do everything on her own, but you just can't.
Kids seemed almost unfazed.
Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's mom? Where's mom?
Oh, no.
Like, she's upstairs in bed. Where do you think mom is? Oh. Like, and then they go, hey, mom. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, because they're kids, because they don't think about any of these things.
Who wants a cheese sandwich? Who wants a cheese sandwich?
You know, you laugh at the cheese sandwich. You think it's all fun and games and cheese sandwiches of life. So he sent me home yesterday. So we get there before 6 o'clock, and then we sit there till 7 o'clock doing absolutely nothing. The woman at the front desk, I had to reintroduce myself three separate times. She had no idea who I was. I was like, I just was in here. I just talked to you. My wife is you know, for surgery. Oh. And what's your name? I said, Dave Rothenberg. My wife is Sherry. Oh, let me look. And then, okay, fine. Then I had to go get her brace and crutches from the car. I said, I just want to drop these off. And who are you? I was like, I was just here, ma'am. I said, and then I was talking to the surgeon right after the surgery. I said, I think the lady at the front desk, I think she has no memory. He goes, yeah, we have some issues. So anyhow.
Who the hell are you?
Yeah, it was bizarre. Anyhow. They bring her in, nurse brings her in, like 7 o'clock, surgery scheduled for 8. He's like, you have time to go home and like deal with the kids and whatever you have to do, walk the dog. I was like, you know, that's what I'm going to do. So I rush home and I heard you guys for a little bit. And you know, nice. I'm not usually a loyal listener when I'm not working, but I heard you guys a little bit. Two things. A, it was good. B, I was a little jealous.
See, this is what I was hoping. This is why I like when you listen when you're not here, just so you miss me a little bit.
I did. I was listening. I was a little jealous. I heard my name was mentioned. Oh, Dave was so quick to get rid of Santiago. You know, that's his game. That's what he does. Ray's used to it. Ray doesn't appreciate it. Like, I was a little, like, I missed the guys. You yelled at them. It's funny. You're like, and you're talking today. You're not taking the day off from talking today on the air.
Right, the mutes. That's what I get. You're gone. They all of a sudden, they can't speak.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea, but you should have seen Grasso yesterday. He comes rolling in. This man is shot out of a cannon. I mean, he starts.
It's ridiculous. I heard that too.
He starts vomiting hot takes all over the studio before the show starts.
First of all, one of his hot takes was horrendous.
Scherzer's done.
First, I got the opposite feel. I watched Scherzer the night before, and my whole feel was, boy, Scherzer looks good. If there was any concern about Scherzer, the guy pitching again, can you argue the Padres are a top four lineup in all of baseball?
Yes.
He went five shutout innings and allowed one hit. No?
Right, but it was too many for Dan. Oh. For Dan, it wasn't dominant enough, and there was it was too many long counts.
Listen, I don't disagree that it was too many long counts, but to gather from that performance two nights ago and say, boy, you know what? This guy's done. And I actually really believe, and you know I say this when I don't think so, I think Dan's a good sports guy. Like,
really,
I think Dan really knows sports. And I don't think a lot of people, to be honest with you, I don't think a lot of people are in our stratosphere where they really know the ins and outs and really know sports. I think Dan really knows sports. I can't believe that was his take from watching Scherzer.
I was surprised. I was shocked. And I was also shocked that this man just does not seem fazed at all by the early morning wake-ups.
No, see, here's, and I heard this as well. You guys were like petting him. It was, oh, Dan. Oh, I know he did last week. I know he did last week. He did one day. He did Tuesday. So because he woke up early on one specific day. Do you remember Tom? When he filled in for RJ?
Yeah, right. He was finished. But that's what I think this is. Just like Max Scherzer, right? I think what you saw last year from Max, especially in that game against the Padres, and then the first two starts, you were a little concerned. I think our reaction to petting him yesterday was how he finished up the week, where Thursday, still in good form,
right.
Friday, even maybe even better, and then he shows up on Tuesday and still feels great. And then I said to myself, because you're right, on the way home, I was like, God, we were kind of like stroking him a bit today. It's because the man takes full sleeps. They're not naps.
Saying,
he finishes
this is
the show.
Rob Manfred. Do you like baseball? Do you like the speed of the game? Do you like the way the game's being played?
That's Rob Manfred, by the way. He takes four-hour naps, this man.
Four-hour naps?
4 hours. It's a full sleep.
Yeah. That's what I think maybe I got 4 hours last night. Maybe.
In a night, maybe I get 4 hours.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm dispensing pain medicines. I mean, you listen, I hate to make this all about me. You know that.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know that's not my style.
No.
But what was I good yesterday? Oh, oh my God. Was I special? But, oh, I meant to tell you this. So I go into the fridge, get a water before we're leaving at 5:40 yesterday morning, right? And there's a line of four separate cheese sandwiches ready to go for every day for Alex.
I'm a hero!
You already made the cheese sandwiches?
No, Sherry did.
Oh, how
she
good
made,
is she?
Before surgery, she made him his own separate four cheese sandwiches.
I mean, she really is the best thing that's ever happened in your life.
I think she's one of the best things that's ever happened, period. I got lasagnas dropped off yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
I got bouquets of flowers dropped off. I got large sums of gift cards to one of our favorite restaurants.
This is like Roth and Brie. You're like a widow. You're like a widower.
God forbid, because I hoped I go first. I don't want her to go first for so many different reasons.
Oh, yeah.
But if that were to happen, I don't think I garner the same kind of attention I do as far as the surgery is concerned.
It's like, I mean, it's like potluck.
I mean,
bringing over
like,
dishes.
I'm walking through the kitchen. I'm like, oh, such the floral smell is unbelievable.
Oh, could you imagine? I'll tell you what, though. If somebody comes to your door at some point and says to you, you know what, Dave, I was Sherry, you know, not able to move around, and I understand you guys, the kids. We want to take the dogs for a couple of days.
Oh.
That happens, I'm moving to Westchester immediately.
So last night, getting Alex ready for bed, like 9:45-ish, he goes, Dad, what? The dogs jumped onto the counter and ate the bag of bagels.
Oh, no.
I'm like, Alex, there were five bagels in there. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, it looked like a crime scene.
What a treat.
All of the bag was like shredded all over the floor. Bagels nowhere to be found.
How big are these? How big is the tall table? How does the dog get up on the table? Like, that's big dogs.
She's tall. Well, yeah, it wasn't even on a table. It was like on the counter at the back of the counter. But at the back, like she had to do real work.
This dog is resourceful.
Oh, God, terrible. So there's a lot to do. So, yeah, you have new life. You're Islanders. I was so proud of myself, too, because the group text the other night, Islanders stink. What are they doing? What an embarrassment. And I wanted so badly to say, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And I said nothing. I kept my mouth shut and I said nothing. And then last night, I mean, the Penguins said, you think you guys suck? And you think you guys laid an egg? Watch this. And you're alive.
I still can't believe it. I'm still in shock.
What an awful performance, huh?
Awful. Awful performance. Yeah, I thought we were done. I got asked. I can't even tell you how many times I got asked yesterday. And I was like, what do you want me to tell you? I can't. I mean, they lost. They don't control their own fate. I mean, do I think that Pittsburgh is going to lose to Chicago? Probably not.
Of course not.
Right. They got two easy, I mean, what should be easy games for a veteran team that has, you know, Crosby, Malkin, Letang, one of the best coaches in the NHL. But good old Chicago Blackhawks wanted to play spoiler, baby.
Now, I will tell you this. If you lose, was it Montreal, right?
If you
lose to Montreal, this season has just crumbled at the back end.
Oh, just the definition of a failure.
I don't think that happens, though.
It better not happen. They better see. Here's the problem, though, and this is what happened in the last game. Oh, Washington doesn't have Ovechkin or Oshie. Or team is done. They've mailed it in, right? I mean, this is vacation. Let's get it started. And you show up in the first minute and you give them life. They score a couple goals. Like, oh, well, we're here. Well, might as well win it. Put Montreal to sleep early. Early. Physical.
I agree.
Get pucks deep. Destroy their defensemen. Have these guys just say, you know what? I don't need to get hurt going into the offseason. Let's just call it a day.
Yeah. Let's
and it's at home.
All you need is one point, right?
And it's at home. Yeah, no, forget the point. I want two, and I want it to not even be a question.
I know what you want. You don't want Boston the first round, but all you need to get in is one point, correct?
Yeah, that's all I need. But I'm saying I don't even want the game to be close. I don't want to be start of the third period tied.
For factual purposes, I'm just asking, all you need is one point, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
And Florida has clinched the spot.
Yes.
Which changes things for the depending on what they're looking at. Because now that Carolina game with New Jersey and Carolina jockeying for who wins the Metro and who you guys play in the first round.
Right. Okay, let me ask you this then.
Yeah, okay.
Don't make fun of me. In a perfect world, who do I want? I'm not so sure I want the Devils anymore.
The way Carolina's playing, probably Carolina.
Yeah.
But Carolina's got the pedigree, though.
Listen, I think the Rangers, if they play well, can and I actually think will beat either team. That being said, there's no easy matchup there in the first round.
No, of course
both,
not.
Both
there's no easy matchup in the East.
The East is unbelievable. I can't believe Boston is doing this.
Dude, Boston is... You don't even understand. Wait till you see. Like, they have guys not playing right now because they have some salary cap situations going on, but they're going to have, like, five lines that they could play, eight defense. Like, they're loaded.
How did loaded. They get so good? Because I don't feel like I came into the season and love the hockey talk, by the way. We'll get into the baseball in a moment. How did we get to the point where they're so good so quickly?
They've always been good. The only concern about them was all the injuries. Remember they had a bunch of guys go down at the end of last season?
Right.
And how long would it take to get back? Like Marchand was going to be
out. I didn't expect this.
Well, no. And then Bergeron was talking about retirement. They got him back. Bringing back Krejci was huge. And then for some reason, whatever happened with, I guess, Omar last year had a bunch of stuff going on off the ice. Didn't like where he moved.
Right.
And he straightened that all out. And now he's
terrifying.
Dude, Pasternak's got 60 goals and 51 assists.
Terrifying.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday, 6 o'clock. I'm very excited for this. Game one, Knicks and the Cavs. Of course, you can hear the entirety of the game and the pregame and shows leading up to it. And we're going to have a little kind of postgame show as well on 98.7 ESPN. Every Knicks game will be right here, 98.7 ESPN. Yeah, and I heard you guys discussing it. Third most important player on the Knicks for this series. Is it Hart? Is it Quickley? Is it R.J. Barrett? And you said, what was your answer? Did you say Hart?
No, I think I said Quickley.
You said Quickley. All right. I'd say who I'm gonna give you. Who do you think I'm going to say?
Well, I know you love Josh Hart.
Love Josh Hart.
Here's the thing, let me give you what I thought, how I thought through this.
All right.
And I even mentioned that Mitchell Robinson could also be involved in RJ's answer, just because of how important the rebounding and stuff is going to be. Was we all love Josh Hart. Josh Hart his game is made for the playoffs. It should be RJ Barrett. I think a little piece of everyone is hoping it is R.J. Barrett. But the guy that's been the most consistent elite defender is IQ. Right? Especially if Julius Randle's not at 100%. You're going to need someone to score points.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I'll tell you why. I agree with that. It's a valid point. But you almost brought me to where I am. And that is R.J. Barrett, for me, is the answer. Because I know what Josh Hart's going to give me. Josh Hart is going to give me 13 points and 5 rebounds and 3 assists and good defense and, you know, do all the dirty work. I know that. Quickly, I anticipate he's going to play well, and he's been very consistent lately, and he shoots well, and he defends at an elite level. I don't know what the hell I'm going to get from R.J. Barrett. Like, I could get really good R.J. Barrett. I could get can't step near the court in the fourth quarter R.J. Barrett. That's, for me, why he's the third most important, because you need him and you don't know what you're going to get from him. So I'll go R.J. Barrett, but to be honest with you, I don't think there is a wrong answer here to this question.
No, there's not a wrong answer, because you're going to need everybody. If the Knicks are going to win the series, you're going to need all the guys that were just mentioned, including Mitchell Robinson, who wasn't in the initial CMT, because of how important, second chance points and rebounds and everything else is going to be. Because he's going to have his hands full, man, with Jared Allen, Mobley. They got some big boys down there.
They have some big boys. They're athletic and they're good defenders.
Right. They're one of the best defensive, the best defensive team in the NBA. It's just, they have Donovan Mitchell, obviously, which you're going to have to slow down. They don't score a ton of points, but I think things will just naturally usually slow down in the playoffs anyway and tighten up. But, yeah, I thought when you asked me the question originally, what are you most excited about? I thought it was going to be, like, the Knicks game, which, like, Saturday feels like way too long to have to wait.
Yes, these are long spaces. Well, you know what? Because the Knicks did their job, and they don't have to play in this play-in tournament.
And it's good for us. It's to our benefit, too, that Julius gets the extra time to rest up.
It's great. So you're going to see him. I mean, listen, there's no way. I mean, and the coach playing coy with him. I mean, I hope we're going to see him. And come on. There is no way he's not playing in this game on Saturday.
But he got the boot off. Unless it's way worse than
anyone
thought.
I'll tell you what. If you find out, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever time, Julius Randle is not playing in this game, this series is over.
I would be shocked.
I would be beyond, like, stunned beyond anything, and the series, because if he can't play in game one, it means that the injury is way worse than I ever anticipated, and he'll probably give you nothing for the entire series.
But I'm telling you what, there'll be plenty of people that would call into the show and say we're better off because they all loved them some Obi.
Obi Toppin did well in that starting role.
Of course he did. Of course he did. I think it's going to be a little bit different when we start talking about.
Well, of course it is.
Going up against Cleveland in a playoff atmosphere.
Listen, going up against, you know, Indiana, where the games are really, for all intents and purposes, completely meaningless, and going up against Cleveland, who's way more talented, and it's a seven-game series, and there's a focus on Julius Randle. Julius Randle is better than Obi Toppin. Julius Randle, when he was game planned for 2 years ago, was horrendous.
But the problem was it was just only Julius. I mean, it was Julius Randle.
That's right. It's a completely different animal. Let's see what the people think. 1-800-919-3776. Anthony in Spring Valley. Good morning, Anthony. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing.
All right. Well, real quick, man, I think the most important would be Josh Hart. And as a matter of fact, I think he should even start over Barrett just to give the defense, you know, set the tone defensively, because I don't think he's going to stop Donovan Mitchell, but I think they'll slow him down enough where the Knicks will be able to compete from that point on.
I think you're going to see that lineup, though.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you've seen that lineup plenty. That's good. That's going to be the, like, that's the lineup that Tibbs trusts the most. I don't know if that means, it probably doesn't mean he starts. He'll come off the bench, but in crunch time, it's going to be.
Does it really matter, though?
No, I get what he's saying. Like, you don't want, like, how many times have you heard this season? It's, you know, Knicks let the opposing team get off early, and then it's tough to shut the water off. If all of a sudden, you know, Donovan Mitchell gets himself going early, you know, you're able to now take a deep breath and you can carry that confidence throughout the game. I understand what he's saying. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Well, it's not going to happen. But you're telling me that if Mitchell goes 4 for 5, 3 minutes, you couldn't quickly get, you know, Josh Hart or quickly in there?
Oh, of course. But, I mean, we've all seen it plenty. Like, I mean, if when push comes to shove, his most trusted lineup has Josh Hart, Brunson, and IQ in it. Like, that's his most trusted lineup.
And those guys are going to close the games unless something unforeseen happens.
Right. And listen, the other thing, too, is Quentin Grimes has been great.
Excellent. He's a good defender, and he's a really good shooter.
He's a really good shooter, but he's also, I mean, you're starting to see him finally, like he belongs, and he's more assertive, which I think is important.
Let's go to Ace in Brooklyn. Good morning, Ace.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
We're getting along, Ace. What do you got this morning?
I honestly think the third most important Nick in this series is going to be IQ. But I do think that if RJ has a bad series, we're going to run him out of town. Like, Knicks fans are not going to let him near the end of it. And I wanted to ask you guys, do you think I'm crazy for thinking if the Lakers stay healthy, they can make a run to the finals?
Yes. Did you watch any of the Lakers game last night?
I didn't. I was with my daughter, and I didn't get to catch it.
It was. First of all, they play a lot of guys that I don't know how good they truly are. I mean, Austin Reeves
is a good player.
I know, but Austin Reeves getting 30 plus minutes and your starting guard. I don't know. Listen, maybe I'm wrong. I would be, and you guys said this. You said they can beat Denver. I would be stunned if they won a series. So they're locked in now, right? And thanks for the call, Ace. They're locked in against Memphis.
Memphis, yeah, they're the 7.
I would be really surprised if the Lakers won that series.
See, I wouldn't be shocked if they won it. I mean, I don't think last night didn't inspire much confidence, but I don't know what the hell AD was thinking at the end of regulation. But
RJ, for no other reason than to make Rick feel uncomfortable, are we going to do postseason predictions?
Yeah, I think we have to.
Yeah. Friday?
Yeah, once the play-ins are all set.
These guys are the worst. Yeah.
Well, we won't have that.
Yeah, let's do
though,
them Friday.
Right?
Friday definitely night, do them Friday.
Yeah, but Friday, all you're going to learn is the 8 seeds.
Yeah, I think we should do it Friday.
Well, if we're going to do it, though, we got to give Rick some time.
Yeah, Friday's good.
Rick needs to be on the show.
Oh, right. All right, so we'll do it. We'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're flexible.
No, well, let's do it Friday. Friday's the perfect day.
We're very malleable.
Yeah, you're right. The 18s will be set after tonight. Let's do it tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow. Rick, good thinking.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
All right, let's get right to it now. You've missed it. It's time.
He knows sports.
I'm intrigued by a lot of guys.
And he's very humble.
I go away, this show dies.
So now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Is the DS4-7, by the way. Now, just to recap, last week you guys did well in my absence. Is that accurate?
That's accurate, but it's kind of fugazi, though, because we all we all participated.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'll take any help I can get this week as well. Let's start out, as we always do, and bring in Andy from Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Rico and the man.
Oh, he's nice today. You know why he's nice today? Is because Pittsburgh lost last night.
Yeah. By the way, he's sending me messages two nights ago. Oh, Islanders are done. We stink. It's over. And now he's all in a great mood today.
This is why we lift them weights, boys. All right, David.
You don't lift weights.
It's a Bill Parcells quote.
I know exactly what it is.
Rick, that's why Hurley calls you an ingrown hair on his backside.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
All
Let's
right.
Go NFL draft, David.
Okay.
That train wreck of a team in Washington since 1984 has only drafted one Hall of Famer. Can you name him?
One Hall of Famer since 84.
It's a really topical question, Andy.
It's NFL draft time, Rico.
You know what? You know what, Andy? Don't let him do this to you.
Real topical.
Darryl Green? I think Green.
Green was 83. Come on,
yeah.
Dave.
Can I think things through, please? Schrader, obviously not a Hall of Famer. Who else? Barry Wilburn? No. Rippett is not a Hall of Famer. Oh, my God. Since 84.
Years of futility for the Washington.
No, I got you. I mean, Mark Schlereth is not a Hall of Famer.
No.
And I believe they drafted him.
Come on, David. You can do it. See how supportive I am of you?
Thank you. It's nice. Desmond Howard, no.
Heath Shuler, no.
No, I don't. He was close, but no. You know, they took Gus Frat later that year. Who was the better
player? I think I know who it is.
Hang on. I'm thinking.
I think I know who it is.
Betson Stennett.
Nope.
You think you know who it is? Sklar Thompson came in, or whatever his name is.
Oh!
Okay. I think I might know who it is. I was thinking Brian Mitchell, but now I have a second thought. He was a good player, if this is right. A cornerback. From Georgia. Champ Bailey.
You got it, my man. Let's go, Islanders.
Oh, listen to him. All right, that's 1-0. It's a good, solid start. Let's go to... we have some sitcom questions. Beautiful. Let's go to Jared in Morganville. Jared, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
What's up, guys? In the series Full House, Jesse Katsopoulos and Joey Gladstone got fired from their jobs. They became radio hosts. What was the name of their radio show?
I don't think I'm going to know this.
Oh, that's a tough question.
Right. I don't think I'm going to know this.
It was referenced a lot.
Was it?
It was.
Jesse was so handsome, though.
Well, that was John Stamos.
Yo, he's handsome, man.
He's your guy?
Yep.
I thought you were going to ask me about Kimmy Gibbler.
You just wanted to say Kimmy Gibbler.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to waste time. I don't have the answer for you.
All right. Rush Hour Renegades.
Rush Hour Renegades. They lived, I believe, in San Francisco.
That's right.
All right, that's 1-1. I mean, I find that to be a very difficult question. That's fine.
That was a tough question.
Let's go to Bill in Williston Park. Bill, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
We're doing great.
I have a question on Three's Company.
Oh, yes. I'm a huge fan.
Okay, so in season 6, they changed the opening, and it showed the three of them at the Los Angeles Zoo. At one point, Joyce DeWitt is petting a goat, and a young child walks over to her.
Oh,
who was the child?
The child is turned into a famous actor or actress?
No.
No.
Kimmy Gibbler.
And I had to pick a hard one because you said you knew this show backwards
and it
is relevant to the show.
I remember. Mr. Furley put his head like in a lion's mouth, right?
At one point, correct? Yes.
Yeah. I remember that opening.
At this point, a young child walks over while Joyce DeWitt's character is petting a goat. That's the only time the child has ever seen the show. But
all right, okay, all right. I'm going to guess, and I listen. This could be completely off base. John Ritter's son, Jason Ritter.
You are correct.
Yes.
That's incredible.
What a job by you.
And by the way, he is an actor.
Look at you.
He led me down a bad path because I was thinking of Jason Ritter, but I said, did he turn into an actor? He's like, no, he was an actor.
Well, you said famous.
He's a pretty famous actor.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not his dad. I miss John Ritter. He was one of my all-time favorite actors, by the way.
I can tell.
He was absolutely sensational. Wait, I have a quick thing to tell you. You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WPN-FM, New York.
Wow, see, right on the button.
I pause. I made like that pregnant pause to make you, where are they? Then I say, New York. Good, right?
All he needs is a day. That's it. He just needs one day of rest, and he's back.
I'm back. Let's go to Ari in Fort Lee. Ari, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, morning day.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ari.
Yeah, I have a question. It's a simple question. I'm gonna know if you are the super genius.
I don't like you setting me up for failure. It's a simple question. You're a genius, and you're gonna ask me something I have no idea.
Three brothers, same game, same team, same name, playing a baseball player in MLB.
Wait, three brothers played.
Played the same game, same nine, same team. They played the MLB play. I mean, a single game in MLB MLB game.
I think. All right, so I'm thinking either the DiMaggio's or the Alou's, but I'm going to go with Felipe, Matty, and Jesus Alou.
Yeah, you're super genius, man.
I mean, super genius. Thank you.
Wow.
I think he said, Rick, super genius was the quote?
I think that's exactly what he
super
said.
Super genius. You're Wile E. Coyote
the
now.
The SG.
Super, super genius. Let's go to, you have a question as well, right?
I do.
All right, you'll go next. We'll go Connor, then you. Connor and East Meadow. Go ahead, Connor. What do you got?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
All right, Dave. Only five colleges have both a Super Bowl winning quarterback and a U.S. president as alumni. Give me three.
Oh, I've heard this question before.
Yeah.
So it's Michigan.
Yep, that's one. Brady and Ford.
So it's a Super Bowl winning QB and a president.
Delaware. Yep, Flacco and Biden.
Stanford.
Yeah, Plunkett, Elway, and then Hoover. You're good.
Hang on. I want to see if I could finish this off here.
All right.
Miami of Ohio.
Roethlisberger and President Harrison. One more.
The Naval Academy.
Staubach and President Carter, the one and only Dave Rothenberg.
Well, I mean, what more do I need to do?
Not much. I think just continue your greatness is what you have to do.
All right, then. You're up.
All right, so Aaron Judge, last night. We all know what he did, right?
You got picked off trying to tag up.
No, not that. Oh. It was the 44th consecutive game he reached base.
Right.
Right? Who holds the Major League record? Most consecutive games reaching base.
It's got to be DiMaggio.
Most consecutive games reaching base.
Is it not DiMaggio?
Most consecutive games reaching base. DiMaggio had the hit. DiMaggio had the hitting streak.
Then it's got to be Ted Williams. It's one of those two. By the way, can I say something? And I meant to mention this.
Yeah, what?
So, I think it was yesterday, actually. First at bat, he grounds to third. It's an error. Why does an error not count as a way you reach base?
Because it doesn't count as an at bat.
But you reach base. The streak is if you reach base.
Yeah, but an error doesn't count.
But it's okay, fine.
It's walk,
I understand
hit.
It's ridiculous.
It's walk, hit, get hit by a pitch.
Well, then they should change it. It's not no. reach base. No. It's not reach base. If you get on an error, you're reaching base.
It's on base. It's on base.
You know
safely,
I'm right.
Though.
You know why can't you just say you know what you're right?
Well, because you're not right. Because this is
but
the rule,
right.
And it's an error because as far as they're concerned, the error means you should have been out.
RJ, whose side of the argument are you on here?
It's reach base safely. In their mind, error means you should not have reached base safely.
But you do reach base.
Out. Yeah, no. We're arguing different things. Though. That's the MLB rule.
Right.
The rule is ridiculous.
Right.
All right. I said DiMaggio. You didn't give me anything. Thusly, I will go Ted Williams.
Give him the ding.
Take the ding. I like
Ted
the
Williams.
Ding. I love the ding.
Carey,
all
guess
right.
How many games consecutive reaching base?
I thought the record was 84.
That's right.
Okay. But I thought for some reason it was DiMaggio. I guess he's just solely the hit streak. Let's go. RJ, this question on the Giants. Is it going to be good? Because if it's not good, I don't want to take some ridiculous question.
I think it's solid.
Okay. Dominic and Wayne. Dominic, you have a Giants question. Go.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Giants trivia here.
Yeah.
What eighth-round pick from Miami, Florida, in 1993 earned five consecutive Pro Bowl berths at linebacker for the Giants starting in 1997?
Jesse Armstead.
Easy money.
Yeah. You confused me with the from Florida, but I guess he did go to University of Miami, which is, in fact, in Florida.
Yeah, all right. It's off my Giants trivia calendar.
There you go. I love it. What do you want to do, RJ? Five pack, take one more, you tell me.
So there's I know you're not partial to multi-part questions.
Mm-hmm.
How good do you feel right now? Because Lewis's question is it's not super easy.
It's not super easy.
But if not, we can go five pack.
I don't care about super easy. Is it a good question?
I think it's solid.
You're pushing me to take it.
I think it's interesting, but I don't want to set you up for failure because I don't know how attainable.
I think I've been pretty good for the most part.
You have been.
Let's go with it. Let's take Lewis and Queens. Lewis, have at it.
What's going on, guys? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Okay, so Gerrit Cole is coming up on career strikeouts of 2,000.
Right.
Currently, he's on pace to probably finish top three in as terms of being the fastest pitcher to get to that mark. Could you name the current top three?
To get to 2,000?
Yes.
All right. I think Chris Sale is up there.
That's one.
And how many are there?
There's two more.
Think Pedro, you think?
I think Randy Johnson, no?
Randy Johnson. I think
Scherzer's got to be up there somewhere.
I think Pedro, though.
Pedro was nasty.
Nolan Ryan, but Ryan wasn't great early in his career. Kershaw, I wonder Kershaw.
What was that? What was that pitch Kershaw made the other day? Did you see that?
No,
it was all over the place.
What do you mean? It was all? It was like a.
There's a video of Kershaw. Yeah, where he like I don't know why he got confused. I didn't really. There was no sound on the video. He made like this really awkward, weird pitch. Let's see if I can find you the video.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go Pedro.
That's two. Healing the last one?
No, I don't know. All right, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. And he's well known, but I don't think you ever think of him as this kind of a guy. So you could go with Ryan, you could go with Clemens. I'm gonna go Bert Blylevin.
That is incorrect.
Oh. Who is it?
It's Randy Johnson, was the third fastest. Sale did it in 1626 innings. Pedro, 1711 innings. Randy Johnson, 1733.
All right.
What a jackass you are.
Why?
Wow.
Because you try to be the smartest guy in the room.
So?
You said it. Said Randy Johnson, you went with Blylevin.
You know what? Don't yell at me.
Ugh.
If you knew the answer, you should have told me.
I didn't know the answer, but it was in your head and you went with it with Blylevin.
Well, because I thought he was trying to be tricky.
Ugh.
Listen, I'm not only do I answer questions, I get into the human psyche as well.
No, stay out of the psyche.
RJ, five pack.
I feel bad. I feel like I led you there.
No, he got the answer. He let himself in.
I did anything wrong. I got two out of three. I mentioned Randy Johnson. I went with Blylevin. That's nothing embarrassing about that.
You try to outsmart yourself.
It's fine.
Alrighty. So with the NFL draft fast approaching, we will use this space the next few weeks to carve out certain positional questions. So
by the way, tell the people who's joining us tomorrow morning, please.
That would be Mel Kiper Jr.
Jr., that's right.
RJ, what's your favorite position since we're carving them out?
So we're talking about football.
Yeah.
And Mel will join us at 7:35 tomorrow.
Beautiful.
So today's will
be... he has a Giants taking a corner.
I saw that. So the theme of today, running backs.
Running backs.
We start simple. Sean Alexander.
Texas.
Wrong.
No.
I'm joking.
No,
I'm
you're not joking.
Now,
I'm joking.
This is tricky.
Midwestern.
Yeah.
Big Ten.
Texas.
No. Now, same conference as this school, though, in the future. They're going to this conference.
He knows. Where is it?
No, you just mocked me. I'm not participating.
He doesn't.
I was trying to make a joke.
Alabama.
That's right.
I was trying to make a fun joke, and you guys jumped all over me.
Marion Barber III.
Raymond would know. I think Minnesota.
You would think right. Frank Gore.
Miami.
The U, yeah.
Nice.
Nice, Rick.
All right. A little tougher now. Jamal Lewis.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I'm not playing.
Tennessee.
Well, if you aren't playing on that one, I'm guessing you're not playing on this one. Amon Green.
Nebraska.
Well done.
Quite the backfield you put together there.
I mean, listen to what we just did.
I can't get over the fact that you screwed up that last question.
Oh, stop it. I just hit a prodigious home run.
You outsmarted yourself a little.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. What I went like 7-2. I got the whole five pack right, and that's the one thing you're focused on?
7-1 2/3. Because you got two of the three.
I don't understand.
No,
why
don't give him credit for that.
Hard time.
No, don't give him credit for that. He got it wrong.
I do think Dave performed well, though.
Oh, my God. What are we doing right now? He embarrassed the show.
I embarrassed the show?
He embarrassed us. It feels like you're going a little Dan Gross after Scherzer gives up one hit.
Yeah, he's done. He embarrassed the show. I want Stump Rothenberg over.
You know what? Well, let's retire it. Why don't you think of a new segment? We'll do it next week. You want to bring back the feud?
No.
Da, da, da. Come on down.
2 hours and 12 minutes in, Dave quitting.
I didn't quit at all.
You just quit on Stump Rothenberg.
Well, because he said, let's get rid of it.
RJ and I were complimenting you. You did a good job.
Well, you know what? I need full, everyone embracing the fact that it was a fun segment. It was a solid segment. Not beating me up over it.
I just have higher expectations than those guys do, I guess.
I mean, the full house question. I don't really care. I'm not even counting that question.
That's a terrible question. I'm counting the ones that are legit questions.
Yeah.
You said it.
Three's Company one was very impressive.
I got it wrong. I own it. I'm fine with it. And for some reason, you're jumping all over me.
Because you shouldn't have got it wrong. You said it. You had it in your head. You don't trust your gut. And you went with Blylevin.
All right. But you're going. Don't you think he's going a little overboard, guys?
Listen, he's got a point. In that Blylevin feels like it was kind of forced to make yourself seem smarter.
Bert Blylevin was a very big strikeout pitcher.
He was a great pitcher, no question about it. But like he said, you had it. It was there.
All right, well, I suck. What do you want me to tell you?
But I still think you should be given credit for the other two. I think you did a great job there.
Thank you. And why can't... Well, you know what, Rick? This is why your dad held his nose.
No, this is why I would be holding my nose right now.
Exactly. And you know what? It bothers you to this day that he did it to you, and then you bring it to the next generation.
No, I bring it to the show, not the next generation. I don't do it to Milo.
Oh, so you treat me worse than you treat Milo?
Yep. You're 50 years old.
So?
What do you mean, so?
So? Doesn't mean you should be nasty towards me.
Well, I think I could be a little bit harder on a 50-year-old than an 8-year-old.
Why? I have less life to live. He's got more. I could be, you know, getting down towards the end. You don't know.
Yeah, I know. You're fine.
You don't know I'm fine.
Oh, you're fine.
I take cholesterol medicine.
Why? You don't eat.
High cholesterol.
How are those soups doing? Good?
It's very difficult, though, with Sherry having the surgery and people dropping off all this food.
Yeah, right. Save the soups.
Lasagna. I had a piece of lasagna last night. Phenomenal.
Would you tell me if it was bad lasagna? Was it really good?
It was delicious. I'll tell you how good it was. Alex eats nothing. He ate a full piece of lasagna.
Wow.
Yes. It was delicious.
Sounds terrific.
Our friend Grace brought it over.
Oh, thank you, Grace.
Yes. We said Grace, and we ate Grace's lasagna.
I love it. Tell Grace I also like lasagna.
Yes. She is a phenomenal, phenomenal chef.
Wow.
Yeah. That's right.
Cassie also has a procedure.
What's Cassie having done?
I think her nails.
Her nails?
Yes.
Oh, I heard the recovery from that is really, really rough.
You can't do anything.
If you get an ingrown?
Right. But
forget it.
When they get painted, she has to be on the couch. She can't do anything.
No, that could be terrible. Right. I mean, you have to walk out with your hands like that, right? Kind of air dry them.
Right. You could smudge things.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know what happens.
Can't you see Dave like months, years down the road? Sherry's recovery. It's like 2026 at this point. Still not. It's just not where it needs to be. Please drop off more lasagna.
But I would just ask for lasagna. I would just say, listen, the lasagna was delicious. Could you make us another tin of lasagna? Is that wrong?
So, the lasagna sounds so good right now.
No, like would that be something that you'd say is not appropriate to do?
I think at some point you'd probably need to make it a transaction of sorts.
I'd have to pay for... What do you think a tin of lasagna would be worth? $25?
Maybe, if it's a high...
$25?
Yeah, I mean...
What?
That would be the least. That's where it would start, I would think.
Why is your reaction like $25?
Because more money.
More?
It's a beautiful tin. That's a fun. I mean, how many servings are in this tin? It's got to be quite a few.
So I had a good piece.
No free, no refills.
Sherry yelled at me though.
What was that?
I pulled a U.
Did you just try to say free refills?
Yeah,
I did. So,
Raymond, RJ, you're gonna have to give me that. I'm gonna need that for tomorrow.
I'm going home.
Did you hear him say it, Dave?
Done for the day.
Oh, that was beautiful.
My brain broke there.
Are you having a stroke actually right now?
I'm concerned about myself actually.
no free Ruva.
Very concerned for myself. Wow.
What just happened?
He
stroked. Couldn't tell
out.
You.
He stroked right out.
You want me to get the fire chief?
He's in the wall.
Hang on, let me go run through the wall real quick.
Like the what's his face guy?
Yeah,
the Kool-Aid guy.
Why do you have such a hard time with the Kool-Aid guy?
What do you mean?
Every time you struggle to find out what the guy.
I don't know. Maybe it's
is.
it's a. You know what? I can only retain so much information. Maybe
no refills. Oh God.
That's been second time.
You put that up against Kay when he says goodbye to Greeny. It's almost the same thing.
Let me hear that again.
No reef reels.
No reef reels. Reef reels.
Oh, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
Honestly,
in my
life. You know what? Ray, take your right hand, put it on your nose, and then just go straight out. Like, are you okay?
Wait, why? Why?
Thank you, my friend, and I will see you soon. Say hi to everybody. Be well. You say hello too. Okay, take care, Michael. It's Michael K with me here.
Okay.
Give me Ray one more time.
Yeah. No reef reels.
No reef. Riffles.
You can hear him quit on it.
Yeah, he didn't want to continue. Ray, that was beautiful.
Oh my goodness.
No reef reels.
No reef reels. No reef reels. Give me, what was the one you had recently, which was such a treat?
No. Oh, well.
No, not that one. He had another one.
Nope. The Niners do have tons of compensation.
No. He had the one where he tried to say, what did he try to say? He tried to. Oh,
they've won 5 in a row and 7 of 8.
No, that one was a while ago.
No, I know what you're talking about.
That's
I forget
a good
what I was
one.
Trying to
they
say.
Won 5 in a row, 7 of 8.
Thank you for the call. I wish the Rangers had drafted me.
No.
You got your Rangers jersey on.
That's it.
That's the one.
That's it.
That's bad.
That's the beauty. Oh. I don't know that it's any worse than what he just gave you, though.
No, that was
no piece. No reef reels.
Skis.
You can hear him.
You know what the best part of his was? You heard that he thought to himself, I'm butchering this. I want out. I can't get out.
Yeah, I mean, you are right inside my head right there. Right,
like that's exactly the way it went down.
That's exactly what happened.
He started to say it. He thought it was clever and funny. Started to say it. Thought to himself, oh, God, this is going horribly wrong. There's nothing I can do.
Abort.
But you didn't. You followed through.
Couldn't.
With reef reels. But he was, you know what? He's like a puppy who got scolded. He's like, no free reef. Reef reels.
That's so good.
It's very good. Oh, one more time, and then we'll get to a couple calls. Oh.
No reef reels.
It's wonderful. Anthony and Dobbs Ferry. Hi, Anthony. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Dave, you know, listen, I'm a big Knicks fan. I'm excited, blah, blah, blah. But to have to watch Donovan Mitchell now for the next, you know, 4 to 7 games and God knows what he's going to do to us. He's going to put on a show when he comes to the Garden. I know that.
Why are you so negative?
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
We're in a league. I'm going to tell you why. And I think that Rick's going to agree with me on this. The Knicks are in the worst position you could possibly be in the NBA. You know what position that is? It's the position where you can't get a lottery pick because you're too good, and you're not going to win a championship because you're not good enough. The Knicks are in purgatory. They're not in hell. And they're not in heaven. They're stuck in perpetual purgatory.
This is such a horrendous, such a bet. You are 4 days away from the NBA postseason. You won 47 games. You have the 5 seed. You have a legitimate chance to win that series. And you are calling up a sports radio station saying the Knicks are in such an awful position and they're going to get, you know, run amok by Donovan Mitchell. What a... And I like Anthony. What a horrendous call this is.
Don't be nasty to Anthony.
It's a horrendous call.
Dave, let me ask you a question. How many stars in the past, I don't know, we'll cap it at 15 years. How many stars in the past 15 years have legitimately said, I want to be a New York Knicks? I can name two. We're going to play one this week. Donovan Mitchell.
All right.
And I'll say Carmelo Anthony was the second.
Okay.
Two guys.
In the last 15 years, Anthony, how many years were the Knicks worthy of a star player saying, you know what, I want to go to the Knicks?
You're always worthy of a star player coming. It's New York City.
No. How many star players do you think looked at the Knicks and said, I don't want to go there? I want no part of that organization.
They're still saying that, Dave.
I don't know about that anymore.
That. What stars are saying, ship me off to New York, please, my bags are packed.
You know what?
None of them.
I'm not saying he's a superstar, but Jalen Brunson is a hell of a player.
Oh, I mean, would you cut it out?
Why? This is a horrendous call. You should be embarrassed by yourself, Anthony.
Dave, nobody wanted to give him that type of money. That's why he came to New York. Plus, we gave his father a job.
It's a great, you know what, good, you know what, I give Luka Doncic's father a job. I don't care. It's a great deal.
It was a great deal in retrospect.
So
at
what?
At the time, everybody was trashing
it,
including
God.
You.
You said it wasn't a great deal at the time, too. I can remember you saying it.
I don't know that I said that, and it has turned into a great deal. So you're gonna you're going to say it was an awful deal in retrospect, but now it's a great deal, and you're negative about this playoff series. You're negative about the future. You're not even a Knicks fan, are you?
But Dave, let me ask you a question.
Are you a Knicks fan? Are you a Knicks fan? You can't answer, Mike. I'll answer whatever question you have. Are you a Knicks fan?
A realistic one, yes.
Okay.
What's your question? I'm a Knicks fan who knows. I'm a Knicks fan who knows that the NBA. Rick, you want to chime in here at any point, or are you just going to be quiet?
No, because he knows you sound like an absolute fool.
No, you guys are yelling at each other. It doesn't sound good if three people are yelling at each other at the same time.
The Knicks are in a league of stars, and they have not one star. Jalen Brunson on a championship team is the third best player on a championship team. Put him on the Lakers, he's number three. Put him on the Bucks, he's number three. That's a fact. Julius Randle is a cancer. The guy is not a nice guy.
But he's a good player. Anthony, he's a good player.
Where would he be on it? Where would Julius Randle be on a championship team, Rick?
Julius Randle would probably be the third or fourth option on a championship team, probably.
Correct. So we have two guys who on a championship team are three, maybe the fourth option.
Whoever said this is a championship team?
No, but that's not Anthony's point. Anthony's point is how do you get better? Anthony is wondering if you can't beat this Cleveland team with Donovan Mitchell, like how do you get better? How do you take that next step?
This is a horrendous call.
And here's the problem.
I'm done. Hang up on Anthony. I'm done with Anthony.
So nasty.
It was going so well.
No, it's disgusting. With 3 days away from a playoff series, they won 47 games at the 5 seed. They have a chance to win it. Brunson has been sensational. Randle has been terrific. You're excited about the young guys. You have a million draft picks. The plan is to try to bring someone in who's unhappy wherever he is, be it Doncic or Lillard or whoever it is, and this guy's calling with the sky is falling? It's disgusting is what it is.
He really wanted Donovan Mitchell.
I have a read now!
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So you said, before I make fun of myself, let me play the Barney Rubble promo again. And I know what you're going to say. It's scheduled to play in that exact spot. Please.
What do you want me to do?
It does seem curious.
What would you like? What would you like me to do with that promo? Besides do what you say at the end of it. I can't do anything with it.
Kill it. I mean, you say, you know what? I don't want to play it now. We have too much content, too much conversation. Let me save 30, 40 seconds, and I'll kill it right now, and I'm going
to
play it.
Like most people around here, you seem to think that I have more power than I actually have. I can't. I don't have the ability
RJ,
to kill
let me
these
ask
things.
I'm going to ask RJ. I know he's truthful. RJ, if Raymond wanted to not play that promo, could he?
No.
You're just a big liar.
No. He has to play it.
Or what happens?
He'll go to jail.
What radio jail?
I get what happens to me is what you want to happen. You said would happen if you had to choose. It's me or RJ. Guess who it is? It's me.
He has a baby on the way in 2 months.
In all seriousness, though, no, it is scheduled. He has to play.
No. I know it's scheduled, and I also know that he has the authority and certainly the power that he could unschedule that.
Erroneous
awful.
On both counts.
Your real issue is with whomever is doing the scheduling. Somebody is targeting you.
Right. It never plays the rest of the day. During this show, when I listen to it, it's all over the place.
Yeah, someone's got it out for you.
That's right. So you admit that. There's someone at the station, diabolical, who hates me.
I think it's possible, yeah. Mm-hmm. They probably didn't send you any lasagna.
No. And you guys didn't send me anything either.
Grace sent the beautiful lasagna.
You should have seen the lasagna. And not only did she send a lasagna with sauce on it, a side of sauce as well.
Oh, my goodness.
That you can add to the lasagna.
Who is this Grace? I'd like to meet her.
She's phenomenal.
She sounds fantastic.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Is this the one with the ugly husband or no?
No. Husband. I find it to be quite delightful. Oh, you nice. Now pour a vat of marinara sauce all over my body. We didn't use the sauce for body purposes, though.
Not yet.
Right.
That could be a couple of days from now. Did you guys see this? Am I late to this party? You see the guy, the man that set the world record for most consecutive Disneyland visits?
John?
John Winthrop?
No, I don't even think John Winthrop's at this level. Try to guess how many days.
What do you mean, most consecutive days?
Most consecutive visits. Oh, how many days in a row?
It's like thousands, isn't it?
Yeah. 2,995 days in a row.
That guy, he needs a hug and he needs like a therapy session.
What does he do for work?
That's wild.
Maybe he works at Disney?
No, I think he just visits the place.
He just goes every day?
Every day. It said the streak started on New Year's Eve in 2011.
It's kind of sad, no?
It's wild.
I mean, John is kind of sad, but this guy's really sad.
Maybe this is a friend of John's.
Maybe. And if he's not, he will be at some point, I think.
I think this could be his idol. John's idol.
So you asked earlier today, Zion specifically, what's the deal with him? You want to hear from Zion?
Yeah, RJ teased it. I want to hear it.
Yeah. All right, Zion, what's the holdup right now?
I mean, physically, I'm fine. Now it's just a matter of when I feel like Zion. I know the atmosphere I'd be in based off like the playoff experience. I don't know how else to say it. It just sucks. I love this game. I say it over and over. For those people that think that I just want to sit on the sideline just to sit over there, I don't know why people think that. I just want to be playing basketball. For real.
What does that mean? Physically, I'm fine, but he can't play.
I think this falls under the trying to protect him from himself. I think he thinks he feels like the injury feels fine, but I don't think they
aren't clearing him yet.
Yeah, I don't think they're satisfied with the kind of shape he's in. So
he's never been in good shape.
They're afraid he'll re-injure himself.
All right, so Pelicans call up the Knicks. Zion's available. We're going to want, you know, a bunch of your premium picks and a player or two.
What are the players?
You got to give up quickly. Ooh. Picks. And who's another player that's not like an elite player? Okay. Toppin, quickly, picks.
Wow. You know how much. Yeah, see, why did you have to put quickly? Because you know how much I like quickly.
Well, because I want to make it a difficult decision for you.
Zion doesn't play, man.
Well, I know.
But he has the potential when he does play to be just an absolute beast a star.
That's why it's the question.
I would have to know how much of this is he just not happy in New Orleans?
You think he's that unhappy in New Orleans that he's sabotaging his NBA career?
Well, I don't think he's sabotaging his NBA career, but is there some kind of disconnect? I mean, it feels like there's been a disconnect to this whole thing.
I mean, something is clearly broken.
I would say probably at this moment, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I'm not trading a heap of pieces for a guy that, I mean, he never plays.
But when he does, oof.
I get it, but is it worth the risk? I mean, to me, it's
no,
not.
No, not right now.
I want a guy that's going to play.
I need you available.
I wouldn't do it. Let's go to Johnny in the Bronx. Good morning, John. You're next up on 98.7, buddy.
Hey, what's up, boys? I love your show, man. Just want to say, so I'm totally on your side, Dave.
Yeah.
After the season the Knicks just had, we got a new point guard. We haven't had a year like this in forever, since I was a kid, probably. The only people who cannot be mad at this are people who just want to call and talk. Only real Knicks fans are happy about this. So don't get too upset by it, my guy.
No, but I'm just frustrated. And thanks for the call, Johnny. I'm just frustrated that I mean, the first like three or four calls we took today were, this is awful and that's awful and RJ's no good and this is no good and Donovan Mitchell's going to dominate us, which are all things that I think are worthy of conversation, just not today, not tomorrow, not Friday, not Saturday. And if you want to have those conversations in 2 weeks, fine. But this is not the appropriate time nor place to do that.
Right. This is what you wanted. This is why this is why we just played the 82 games, was to put yourself in a position to be in the playoffs. And not only are you in the playoffs, you're in a series that you have a legitimate chance to win. So get excited. There'll be plenty. I mean, we've got months and months to talk about how disappointed everyone is if they lose.
Right. Exactly that. And hopefully it'll be a great series, and hopefully the Knicks find a way to win this series. And you know, God knows what happens from then on. But I don't understand why today, as it should be ramping up for that maximum level of excitement for the playoffs, and they're starting, and the Lakers played last night, and the Hawks go into Miami and upset them and win that game, and it's like, oh, I'm all negative. Why?
Dave wants to, Dave's a ray of sunlight today. Dave has enough negativity in his life right now. He needs positivity.
What negativity do I have?
Well, just all the stuff you have to do. It's overwhelming.
So today, I got to get Alex to Hebrew school. Ben's got a game I got to get to. I got to get dinner prepared.
How's that going, by the way? The
what?
Chanting, the reading in Hebrew.
Better. We really came down on Alex and said, you know, the expectation, if you want to be able to play the amount of lacrosse you want to play, you got to. We can't get emails from like the cantor that you're not doing your work.
So he's really kind of locked in.
So he had tutoring yesterday, and she said he's doing much better.
Good.
It's funny though. Sherry says I got an email from the cantor, and Alex was like, "What?" She said, yeah, she just wanted to tell me to feel better, and he's like, "Oh, okay." he's like, "I kind of died there for a second," is what he said. Raymond, this might be too much time for you, almost unprecedented, but I know you'll be great, and you need the time, and you have the time. 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
I mean, this one's obvious. Dave, welcome to the first day of the rest of your life, or at least the next couple of months, as you not only work to help Sherry recover, but also take on many more duties like taking Alex to Hebrew school. And Rick, what did you just say? How goes the chanting?
Yeah.
Like it's a cult? Like,
no, it's his chanting.
I know what he meant. He's preparing for his bar mitzvah, and he wanted to know how it's going.
I don't know. You'd call it chanting, though.
Well, I didn't have an issue with it, Rick.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Just... mark that down.
Number 2.
So on that note, are you guys going to have a comparison now over the next few months over, you know, you said it was like a pre-draft meeting, Dave, as far what? As your first couple days, like you feel good. Sherry wakes up. She says, oh. You look cute.
Yeah, she said, I'll cute. And then she followed that up with a handsome, too, by the way.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm sexy. When you come right out of anesthesia, very sexy.
But you're very busy.
I have a read now!
You have things like that to worry about.
I have a lot going on, yes.
All right, we knew this was coming.
Number 1.
Yeah. I'm not even going to say it. Good no piece. No free, no refills.
Ugh.
It hurts to
can
listen
to. Can we hear
to.
It like a few more times, please?
It hurts to listen to.
Good
no
piece.
No free, no refills. No free refills. There you wow. go. I could say it.
Good
no
piece.
No free, no refills. No. No.
Oh.
I love that moment
painful.
That in your brain you said, I've totally screwed this
you,
up.
You can hear the defeat in my voice.
And
no free, no reef reels.
Oh. Nowhere for me to go.
Guess I'm, what's tomorrow? Get what day tomorrow it is.
The Open.
The Open, the Thursday
oh.
Open. Oh, gee, what's going to be in there?
Good
no
piece.
No free, no reef reels.
Wonderful, oh. Wonderful. All right, good luck to your Islanders tonight. Hopefully they're a playoff-bound team by tomorrow. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg and
Siegfried and Roy.
98.7 ESPN.
Ha-ha-ha. You can't get us.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.